This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Mizoram Chief Minister unveils sweeping reforms in Independence Day address. Animal welfare advocates, NGOs and concerned citizens stage coordinated demonstrations across Assam. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma launched the sixth edition of the Chief Minister's e-championship challenge across the state. President Draupadi Murmu extends greetings and wishes to Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. The news in detail. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma said that Assam is one of the three fastest developing states in India. While addressing the gathering of the Independence Day celebration program yesterday, he said that law and order situation significantly improved in the state as there is no violence during the 4.5 years of his government. And the youths now are working for the development of the state. The Chief Minister informed that more than 11,000 surrendered militants have been rehabilitated and provided government jobs to over 1,24,000 youths in a transparent manner. Mr. Sarma thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for all-round support of his government. He said that several major development projects materialized in the state, including bridges over River Brahmaputra, semiconductor park, ethanol production unit and Guwahati Ring Road. More than 1,500 kilometer railroad has been electrified and new terminal of Gopinath Godloy Airport at Guwahati will be inaugurated in December. The recognition of Charaido Moidams by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site and recognition of its Assamese as classical language are big achievements of his government. Animal welfare advocates, NGOs and concerned citizens staged coordinated demonstrations across Assam yesterday to protest the Supreme Court's recent directive on community dogs. The protests held in cities including Guwahati, Dibrugarh, Naugaon, Lakhimpur and Nalbari drew a diverse crowd of teachers, students, lawyers, veterinarians and animal caregivers. Organizers urged the court to reconsider its suo motu order, which was issued on the 11th of this month. Protesters argued that relocating or displacing community dogs would harm both the animals and the local ecosystem. This ruling ignores decades of proven science on humane population management, said Anita Das, coordinator of Guwahati-based animal rights NGO. Mizoram Chief Minister Laldu Homa, while addressing the 79th Independence Day at Lamwal, outlined sweeping reforms under his new system policy. He informed the key steps include granting CBI general consent, expanding rights to public services from 51 to 140 services, launching an upgraded Mipui Au public grievance portal, biometric attendance for staff, and a revived state vigilance committee. He said departmental assets are now catalogued and an integrity pact is mandatory for government contracts. The state rolled out e-office, e-RAM for land records, digitized nation ration cards, EPOS at fair price shops, online OPD registration, ILP renewal alerts, a Mizo diaspora hub, a citizens incident reporting app and pay electricity bill payment, he informed. Measures include gender budgeting, direct factory purchases, timely salaries, clearing health care and power bill blockages, and earning 61 crore rupees profit from power trading. Old age pensions have been raised to 1,000 rupees. Meghalaya Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday launched the sixth edition of the Chief Minister's e-Championship Challenge, a statewide hunt for the most promising entrepreneurs who can scale innovations, tackle real-world challenges and transform the state's economy. Organized under the Prime Promotion and Incubation of Market-Driven Enterprises Initiative, the challenge will shortlist 75 entrepreneurs from an initial pool of 150 applicants after a rigorous pitching process before industry experts, successful founders, government officials and academic leaders. The selected entrepreneurs will enter Prime's 9-month intensive incubation program, gaining mentorship, funding access, business resources and national-level visibility. The Governor of Meghalaya, C.H. Vijaya Shankar, inaugurated an exhibition by various cooperative societies at Raj Bhavan in Shillong yesterday. This marks the first time that such an event has been hosted within the Raj Bhavan's premises, aimed at showcasing the achievements and entrepreneurial spirit of the state's cooperative sector. In his address, Governor expressed appreciation for the initiative, noting the wide range of stalls presented by the eco-cooperative societies. He remarked that this is the first time so many stalls have been set up at Raj Bhavan and emphasized the importance of continuing such activities to encourage local entrepreneurship. He observed that some of the products displayed had already been sold out and requested the participants to replenish their stocks for the Independence Day celebration. The governor added that there is strong consideration for making this exhibition an annual event, with a decision expected to be taken soon. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla presented the awards on the occasion of the 79th Independence Day celebration yesterday. During the ceremony, officials presented Ilangbam Bhubaneswar Singh, MPS retired, with the prestigious President's Medal for Distinguished Service. The government also conferred the Police Medal for Meritorious Service to Kabib K, IPS Inspector General of Police, and Oinam Premananda Singh, Inspector CID, as declared on the same occasion. In Tripura, the 79th Independence Day was celebrated with great patriotic fervor. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha led the state-level celebrations at the Assam Rifles Ground in Agartala, hoisting the tricolor and taking the salute from marching contingents of State Police, TSR, BSF, CRPF, Assam Rifles and NCC cadets. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Saha said new opportunities are opening for Tripura under a transparent administration. He congratulated soldiers for their role in Operation Sindoor and reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call for the Atmanirbhar Bharat, urging people to support the Vocal for Local initiative and achieve self-reliance in sectors like AI, renewable energy and biotechnology. President Draupadi Murmu has extended warm greetings and wish Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. In her message on the eve of Janmashtami, the president called it a festival filled with joy and enthusiasm. She said that the life and teachings of Bhagwan Sri Krishna inspires people towards self-development and self-realization. She added that Bhagwan Sri Krishna enlightened humanity about attainment of ultimate truth by following the path of Dharma. President Murmu highlighted that the festival inspires people to adopt eternal values embodied by Yogeshwar Sri Krishna. She urged everyone to take a pledge to follow the teachings of Bhagwan Sri Krishna and make the society and nation stronger. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Sri Aurobindo on his birth anniversary yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Sri Aurobindo showed the countrymen how philosophy, spirituality and nation building come together in service of a higher purpose. The Prime Minister added that the thoughts of the philosopher inspires the citizens to strive for an India that realizes its full potential. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid homage to Sri Aurobindo on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said his unwavering spirit in the freedom struggle and his profound contributions to spirituality and philosophy will continue to inspire and enlighten the nation for generations to come. Nagaland Governor and veteran BJP leader from Tamil Nadu, La Ganesan, passed away in Chennai yesterday at the age of 80. Ganesan, who had been unwell, travelled to Chennai last week for a medical checkup. A few days ago, he suffered a fall in the bathroom and sustained severe head injuries, which proved fatal. A seasoned politician, he had earlier served as governor of Manipur and held additional charge as governor of West Bengal. Meanwhile, the Nagaland government has declared a seven-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Governor La Ganesan. The state mourning is being observed across the state from today till the 22nd of this month. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. And before we close the headlines once again, Mizoram Chief Minister unveils sweeping reforms in Independence Day address. Animal welfare advocates, NGOs and concerned citizens stage coordinated demonstrations across Assam. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma launched the sixth edition of the Chief Minister's E-Championship Challenge across the state. President Draupadi Murmu extends greetings and wishes to Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.